Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, in addition to the new iPhone 17 rumors that we talked about yesterday, another new rumor has shed more light on what to expect from the next generation iPhone SE. The so-called iPhone SE 4 will reportedly feature a larger display, a significantly upgraded camera, an OLED screen, and more. The new iPhone SE 4th generation is apparently set to launch sometime in spring of 2025 and will feature a 6.06 inch OLED screen with a notch and a 60 Hz refresh rate. It will reportedly be powered by an A18 chip with either 6GB or 8GB of RAM. The rear camera will be upgraded to 48 megapixels. The design will be made from aluminum and resemble the iPhone 14 with Face ID plus USB-C for charging. And for pricing, the rumor is somewhere between $499 and $549. Because the iPhone SE 4 is expected to feature that iPhone 14-style design, it means it'll ditch the home button in favor of an edge-to-edge display with a notch and Face ID. The current generation iPhone SE was introduced in 2022 with a design that resembles the iPhone 8, so it features a 4.7-inch display with an A15 Bionic chip, a 12-megapixel rear camera, and a 7-megapixel front-facing camera. So with these specs in mind, it's clear that the forthcoming iPhone SE 4 will be a major upgrade, but the question, of course, is pricing. The current iPhone SE starts at $429 for 64GB of storage, and if this rumor turns out to be true, we'd be looking at a price increase for the iPhone SE 4 of as much as $120. In other news today, Apple is preparing to imminently release iOS 17.6, which is currently available in developer and public beta testing. The imminent release timeline was shared on social media by a private account with a strong track record that has previously shared details about upcoming iOS software updates on multiple different occasions. This news comes after the account originally claimed that Apple was working on iOS 17.5.2, but that it ended up scrapping that update in favor of iOS 17.6. So far, the only known feature in iOS 17.6 is a new catch-up feature in the Apple TV app for MLS Season Pass viewers. This feature uses machine learning to let you catch up on a game if you joined late by providing a series of highlights for you to watch before you jump in live. So this update isn't a major update by any stretch of the imagination, and the expectation is it'll focus on bug fixes and performance improvements alongside that new Apple TV app feature. Speaking of updates, Apple is rolling out a new version of the Apple Sports app on the App Store. Apple says the update brings more data for Major League Baseball games and improved support for following along live with the Leagues Cup. The Leagues Cup is a yearly soccer tournament featuring clubs from Major League Soccer, the Premier Soccer League in the United States, and the Liga MX. This year's festivities kick off later this week, and Apple says you'll be able to follow along in Apple Sports. For MLB fans, the new version of Apple Sports adds win, loss, and save statistics for pitchers via the Box Scores interface. The Apple Sports app can be downloaded from the App Store for free, and it's only available on the iPhone, with no Mac or iPad versions offered. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. From creating strong passwords to effortlessly sharing them, 1Password makes it easy to keep your family safe. You do everything in your power to keep your family secure. That's why you lock the doors, have a safe, and set the alarm system. But what about online? Managing your family's digital life doesn't have to be overwhelming, and 1Password empowers you to protect what matters most without compromising on security or convenience. As families gear up for the new academic year, the need for secure and organized management of logins and information is becoming increasingly important. 1Password family accounts offer a valuable solution to enable the creation, saving, and sharing of household information. Everyone from children to grandparents has a digital identity, and managing your accounts doesn't have to feel like a chore. Get a 14-day free trial of 1Password by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting 1Password.com. Running out today, while CarPlay is widely available on the majority of new cars nowadays, Rivian is one of the primary holdouts alongside Tesla and now GM. In a new interview this week, Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe explained the company's reasoning for not supporting CarPlay, while also touting its overall great relationship with the Apple team. Scringe explained that the company's focus is on creating a pure product experience by developing all of its in-car software in-house rather than outsourcing it to Apple. One thing Scringe points out in particular is the user experience when someone is using CarPlay, but then needs to open the front trunk and is forced to jump out of CarPlay into the native Rivian interface to do that. This, according to Scringe, is, quote, not consistent with how we think about really creating a pure product experience. He continues, quote, we've taken the view of the digital experience in the vehicle wants to feel consistent and holistically harmonious across every touch point, end quote. Even though Rivian doesn't support CarPlay, Scringe adds that the company is focused on adding features that are desired within CarPlay to the native Rivian interface on an a la carte basis. This includes Apple Music, which Rivian officially announced support for with spatial audio last month. At the same time, however, Scringe is aware of the complaints Rivian drivers have with its first-party software implementation, particularly when it comes to mapping. He says that one of the reasons people want CarPlay is for access to Apple Maps, but Rivian is working to improve its overall native mapping experience. He says, quote, we recognize that it'll take us time to fully capture every feature that's in CarPlay, and hopefully customers are seeing that. I think the biggest complaint today around the lack of CarPlay is the improvements we need to make in mapping, which are coming. But again, even in mapping, we want to be able to separately select routing, separately select base maps, points of interest, and charging routes, which is really important and is highly specific to the vehicle itself and to the networks and the ratings on those networks. End quote. Ultimately, Scringe says that Rivian using CarPlay would be akin to Apple using an off-the-shelf version of Windows software instead of developing macOS and iOS. So even though Rivian has, quote, a great relationship with Apple, we shouldn't expect CarPlay to ever come to Rivian. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.